You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, so this week's episode of Always Aggravated, an old friend rejoins us. He kicked off the podcast way back when, i.e. like, I don't know, 7 months ago. Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel is back. We talk about the Final Four before he jaunts off to the Masters, a fun airplane story, and yes, something that really pissed me off before we recorded this, but sit back and enjoy. It's a really nice conversation. All right, so I know I'm supposed to, this is supposed to be all Elite Eight, Final Four stuff, college basketball, but I'm starting in a different direction because I am massively pissed off about something else. I think it's an epidemic, Dan, in this country. It's something people don't want to talk about. I know David will judge me because he's the religious compass of this show, but I have to be, we have to ban old people at grocery stores. No, I'm not. I was wondering
where this was headed.
No, I'm not fucking with you. I've had it. They are a goddamn menace to society in all phases of grocery shopping.
The checkbook.
I've been angry.
The checkbook.
No, it's at the time of taping right now. This is Tuesday afternoon. I'm still angry from this morning. I'm still pissed off.
Was it a lady, old lady, writing a check?
No.
That's the one that gets me. We're in the line and it's a check.
No, it's a cumulative.
Personal check.
It's a cumulative behavior. They terrorize the parking lot because they can't fucking drive. Okay, we should ban people over the age of 70 from driving. That's one. Two, a lot of these people I see at my local grocery store, and I'm not going to say the name of the place, they require a chaperone because they're too decrepit to actually walk through the aisles. So now you're doubling down on the amount of people that are in the goddamn grocery store. They take forever and a day while they're staring at a can of tomato paste like the brand matters. And you're blocking the aisle. You're bottlenecking it. You're turning it into the 405 in Los Angeles. Then this is the worst part. And this has happened now 3 times in a month to me, and I get angry about it. Stop bitching about what stuff costs. You picked it up. The label was right there. You made a conscious decision. Unless the dementia's kicked in, you're now at the counter. It's wrong. Don't argue about what it costs. Don't do that. 3 times this morning, because we won't get to the Final Four if I don't.
I'm fine. Let's do this. I got a few things.
I sat there and I try to be nice. I held the door for a woman. She didn't even say thank you. You son of a bitch. The woman's on an oxygen tank. She should be thankful for every breath. Held the door.
Can't waste breath to you.
Nothing. But then you're walking through the aisleways and these people are absolutely oblivious. Old people are like pretend cell phone talkers. You know the cell phone people in the market? Because they just have important calls, right? When I'm in a market, it's like supermarket sweep. You remember that show, David?
Yeah, I love that show.
Danny, I know
quick,
you do.
Quick,
I know.
Quick, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm clotheslining turkeys off the shelf. Yeah. I'm in, I'm out. Beep, ba, boop, ba, beep, out. Done. Cell phone guy.
This is entertainment for these guys. They got nothing going on.
No, but that's my point.
Going
the old
to the market's
people,
like a couple hours.
The old people are like cell phone guy without the cell phone. Yeah. Now, they might be talking to the sky or they think their kid's next to them because they're out of their minds. This lady, I'm not kidding. I ran into the grocery store for 3 items this morning. This lady paying no goddamn attention hits me with her cart.
Oh, boy.
Now,
you got whiplash. You all right?
No. It's not about that. This is what I can't stand with old people. And we talked about this in, I think it was a Thanksgiving special. Old people think they can do whatever the fuck they want. They can burp at the table. They can fart at the table. They can fall asleep. They can demand things from, give me another diet, will you? No, but at the grocery store, you think this woman would have said, oh, excuse me, sonny. Or here, I don't care. Call me an asshole. Nothing. Hits me.
Tough out there.
Moves the cart and goes right in the next. I go,
where are you shopping?
What the?
Where are you shopping?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you off air. It's a local place, and you live local.
I know.
I'm going to write it down.
I think I know where you should.
All right, well, go ahead.
Well, Kroger.
They should be banned.
Well, look, all right, here's my thing. Got a couple. The perpendicular cart in the aisle. This is simple, people. Okay, keep your cart pointed in the direction. No three-point turns. No, it's sideways. Where are you going with this thing? You're going to crash it into the tomato sauce? What are you doing? Okay. Two, yes, the price person. I thought that cost 89 cents and it's 99. And then the ladies got price check and we got the whole operation stops over a dime. I'm like, can I just pay your dime? I'll put it on my tab. I'll buy her the can of tomato. And then the personal check coupon. The coupon people. Wait, I got a coupon for they got books. And then the personal check. Come on. 2019, okay?
The check stuff,
this is not, ATM cards are not a new invention. You can get a debit card even if you're 80 years old.
No, it's awful. I just, again, the parking lot, they affect every, why can't we just set up, this is where everyone's making.
How about 700 handicap spots, too?
Well, right, but like, they still can't park.
But they're all empty, because there's a couple, all right, yeah, we're all in favor of a handicap person getting right in there. But, like, it's just rows of them.
Well, there should be old people spots.
And then they just leave their cart in the spot.
They should have,
old people should be farther away. They got plenty of time.
Well, next to the handicap spots, they should have the old pain-in-the-ass spots with, like, a coffin painted on the ground.
You can't do that, because then I'm parking way in the back, because we have too many old people going to the store.
David, have you ever seen these old people navigating the parking lot of the grocery store?
Yes, I have.
It's a fucking joke.
I think it's our problem. I think we're just too impatient. Bullshit. We're in a hurry, and they're just taking their time because that's their day.
That's their day. It's like Tuesday morning. I have to go to the market.
Here's my point. We're
you want your Fruity Pebbles, and you want them quick. I get it.
Let's face it. And talking to Dan before the show, I know his discontent with Yahoo, and I know how we feel about our company. We all want out. Why don't we make an app? And it doesn't cater to anyone else but decrepit old people who insist on shopping at the grocery store. And we set up senile grocery delivery.
They already got that.
Nah. I'm talking about just for them. We undercut the competition. Mm. We just go with them. I just want to get old people out of the store. If you're young, you got no reason to have your groceries delivered. Go to the grocery store, be an adult, go do your shopping. The old people, we got to get them out.
You're never going to make money. You're never going to make money.
They get the cheapest stuff.
I hate to say it, but that's a dying industry. They're dying. I'm sorry. So it won't last long because they're not dying.
They're not, because we keep pumping people full of all these medicines. Everyone's living till they're 90 now. I think I would have been better served in like the 1700s when everybody was dead by 40 of like jaundice or the Black Plague. Now everyone lives too long.
Should be an anti-vaxxer then. That could have been your thing.
Nah, I'm not touching that one.
When we moved my grandmother out of her house in Queens, New York, she was in New York, and she'd go to the market every week and buy, you know, her stuff. And that would include like a big old bottle of like Dewars, right?
Perfect.
She was a drinker. So at the end, she starts getting senile or whatever and forgetting. And finally, all right, we got to get her out of there and get her into a home. So my dad and I go down there. And we're going through the kitchen, and like you go in the fridge, and there's all of a sudden like 8 boxes of eggs, right? She'd keep buying the eggs and then forget to cook them and all that. Ugh. But then we open up the thing, and it has like there are like 15 huge bottles of Dewars. In the
Jesus Christ!
Wow. She kept buying it every week. My dad goes, she spent her whole life drinking to forget, and then one day she forgot to drink.
Jesus. You know the only thing that pisses me off more than this?
No, but I'm excited to hear it.
Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl makes you angrier than the lady that delayed your Fruity Pebbles.
Nah, I don't. Fruity Pebbles. What am I, 12? No, I just know. I feel there's no common
courtesy.
Did
you? What were you trying to get today? What was the meal you wanted?
No, I needed eggs. I needed peanut butter, and I needed milk.
Okay.
Simple. Like literally one of those like zombie apocalypse runs to the grocery store. I happen to be out of 3 primary items in my life. All right, a quick break just to talk about our launch sponsor. It's the D Las Vegas. You're looking to get away, relax, have a good time. D Las Vegas has everything you need. I mean, hell, we're there every March for March Madness. And as I've said before, there ain't no better setup. On the strip, off the strip, it don't matter. Go to the D.
go to that chalet upstairs. It ain't nothing better. Bottom line, next time you go to Vegas, check out TheD.com. Completely renovated. Downtown is not what you remember. Hell of a lot of new places. It's a damn good time. There's really no other way to put it. And again, The D has everything you need. You're not going to spend a ton of money on the room. Take that money and go do fun things with it. Do what Sully does. Make a bunch of losing basketball bets. Or for Sully, fall asleep on the horse racing machine on the second floor vintage casino. The bottom line, The D's got it all. They got the sports book. They got the long bar. They got it all. Check it out. TheD.com to book your stay today. It's TheD.com, The D Las Vegas. And as you know, it is your home for Detroit sports in Vegas.
Yesterday, ESPN opens up the Noon Sports Center, which obviously is like the overnight graveyard shift if you have no talent at ESPN. But they open it up and, oh, you know, Michigan State for the first time since 2015. They were also accused of wrongdoing by an OTL report, and they got dropped by a couple of shitty teams the last couple of years, and Tom Izzo was criticized for yelling at players, but congratulations to getting to the Final Four. A, what the hell is ESPN's problem here? Because it's clearly personal with Michigan State. But B, if you're going to do that, how do you not go down to fact and go, hey, you see that sweaty dirtbag Bruce Pearl? He's a scumbag. And here's his resume. How does that not happen? Help me, Dan. You don't work for the four letter. Help me.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's because it's their report.
All right, get out.
It's their report. So they're going to hype up their outside the line
what
report.
Relevance?
I agree.
None. What relevance?
Zero.
It comes there's across no, as personal.
Said a million times about college athletics. There's no white hats and black hats. It's what they always wanted to do. CBS and the little piano music and, you know, Jim Nance and, oh, this program's great and this program isn't, right?
You know, I found out
this
the song.
This is Duke and this is UNLV, and we know who's who. No, they're all gray.
I found out the song to the Masters had words yesterday.
Really?
I never knew that.
What are the words?
Well, I couldn't fucking tell you. I was in shock when I heard the words, but Sully played it on our bass show here in Detroit.
Wow.
And I went, what is this, like a DJ Khaled remix? He goes, no, the song is words.
You never hear it during the Masters, but it actually does have, lyrics to it.
No idea.
Yeah, the artist is Dave Loggins. Name of the song is Augusta.
Kenny Loggins?
I'm sure things.
Is it really Augusta's the name of the song?
That is the name of the song.
That's his last talented brother.
He wrote it while he was on the 14th
Frank
hole.
Stallone. The Loggins family.
No, but help me out with. All right,
so I'd say that. I have no idea. Why, it's like, here's the thing that, okay, got all these scandals, right, in college sports.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl's been a part of them.
Right. Everybody's been part of them. The ratings are up. People don't care. They just want to watch the ball game. I've been arguing this forever. And see, we would lose our television audience if we start getting the players any money because this would change the relationship. No, people want to watch Zion Williamson play basketball. They want to watch these kids play. It was great Elite Eight. No one, you're not sitting there in the last minute going, oh, I wonder what Cam Reddish's AAU guy got. Or, you know, like, this is it. Let them play. So I don't know why they're on that. Pearl gets beaten up plenty on his stuff.
Where?
He gets stories written about him. Somebody wrote a column the other day. USA Today had something.
What? I watch it all the time.
You got to read the nation's newspaper.
Please.
You're watching ESPN. Pearl is a very colorful guy.
They never really got him.
That's
shyster.
The thing. They never really catch him.
First of all.
He had a barbecue for Aaron Kraft.
Snitches get stitches. He ratted out Jimmy Collins.
That's not necessarily a negative. He was trying to police. He was on the...
No, he wasn't. He was a butthurt scumbag, and he turned Jimmy Collins in. What was the kid's name? Darren Thomas?
Deion
Thomas. Deion Go look
Thomas.
That up, kids.
Yep.
Then
secretly recorded Deion Thomas.
I think there's more reason. Exactly, a good guy. I think there's definitely reasons he didn't get a D1 head coaching gig for a decade. Then he goes, look, the Tennessee thing, I'm sorry. There's more to it than just a barbecue for Aaron Kraft. He wants you to believe that.
Of course, there's more.
Well, and then Auburn, is anyone going to talk about how like the FBI's living down there? Chuck Person, anyone want to discuss these things? I haven't heard a peep about it, but they shit can Izzo at every turn.
Yeah, you're gonna have to persevere with this media bias against Michigan State. Izzo gets plenty of nice praise too.
No, I just
but look, that outside the lines report, I was not a huge fan of. I mean, obviously, there's a lot.
It was garbage,
and so
it was old news that was repackaged in a salacious manner.
Some of it was ridiculous. Like, what was the one where one of the football players like Well, like 10 years later, they found out something. It was like, it was revealed 10 years later. Like, okay, well, what exactly you want Mark D'Antonio to do? Right. The dude's 31 years old now. Like, hey, get back here. Dude's run some 31. Stadium steps.
You
like,
come back here right now, and I'm going to shoot you.
I was like, okay. It was like somebody broke some of his girlfriend's 8-track or something. Like, it was a cassette tape got busted. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's...
Boy, I tell you, guys, he's clamming up a little bit with ESPN here. You worried about some friendships or what's going on?
What do you want me to say? I don't know what your report is. Should they... Here's my thing. I would report on none of it. They don't care.
Thank you.
That's my thing. I just said, nobody cares. Who cares what Bruce Pearl did at Tennessee?
Why are you wearing a Memphis sweatshirt today?
Why aren't you wearing a Memphis sweatshirt?
What are you, supporting more dirty coaches? You want to tell me Penny Hardaway just happens to have a great personality?
Leave Penny alone.
Penny.
You mean Penny, who had one of the most powerful AAU teams in
now
the South?
Now he's got them all going to Memphis.
Yeah.
They're doing what they need to do in Memphis.
Memphis has never shied away from its willingness to do whatever it takes. Memphis is a great city.
You ever been to Memphis? Yeah, once.
Somebody described Memphis as this. Like, you know how there's good parts of living in like a big city, and then there's bad parts, and then there's good parts of living in the country, and then there's like peace and quiet or something, and then there's bad parts, like just total dysfunction, things don't work and stuff. Memphis is the worst of both the city and the country.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Isn't it? But that's what makes it great. Like, you know, you're in some bar at 5 a.m, but they don't have like fire. If this place torches, we're all dying. Like, I don't think anybody checked on it.
Best view of Memphis is in your rearview mirror when you're leaving.
It's a great city.
I was there for a minute, and then I drove Beale to Oxford, Street, Mississippi.
Which is
to go
a block and a half. That's right. We flew down there together.
Yes, yes.
I got Mike. We show up at an air. I'm flying to Ole Miss. Was I flying? I don't know.
We
were on a flight together to Memphis, so we sat next to each other.
Plane.
And I made him get a drink at like 9:15 in the morning.
No, but hold on.
That's the way you do it when you fly.
Yeah, we're like, we never drink together.
Here's
let's get
what
one.
Dan's leaving out. This is the best part. I remember this. Dan was going down to one of these Great Gatsby parties. Like one of these unbelievably private Southern invite only. I believe it was.
I can't speak to that.
I can speak to. Wasn't it Hunter S. Thompson?
Wright Thompson.
Whatever it was.
Hunter S. Thompson's dead.
Whatever. No one remembers. The point is, he sits next to me on the plane and he goes, listen, you know, I don't know if I can get you guys in, but.
I did. I got you guys in.
I got a private invite.
You didn't show up.
You
didn't show up.
I was babysitting 8 guys.
You didn't show up. The guy had a pizza. He got rented a pizza oven and everything. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the guy's got a mansion in Oxford. Writing must be the right business.
There was a dude out in the parking lot, like, what kind of pizza you want? I'll make any kind of pizza you want right now. It was like, this is all.
Wow. Sounds like Flushing, Queens outside of a Mets game.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Best Elite Eight ever? Quality of games?
I thought it was fantastic. All 4 games.
Any comparative?
I don't know. I'd have to really look back, but, I mean, I don't know how much better you can be. Was it 2 overtimes? Every game to the final 30 seconds. The Purdue game was just, I love games where you see an ending you haven't seen before. Okay. And I'd never seen that ending. The tip ball, the epic pass with 1 second, like knowing how much time. Like, I've seen the buzzer beater, and those are great. But it's like when Michigan State beat Michigan on the block kick. Like, I was like, that's awesome. I've seen the Hail Mary, and it's exciting, but I never saw this, like a block punt for the touch. So I love games when you haven't seen an ending like that. And, then Duke going down, finally, not surviving a third time. I mean, I just thought it was all around good ball. And they were good games.
You know what I was surprised about most was when Auburn lost to David, I butcher his name every time,
Chuma Okiki.
Why do I keep calling him Coochie? Here's the point. When they lost him, I go, okay.
They're done.
They're done. They emotionally rally, and to eliminate Kentucky, it was like, can we get the sleaziest matchup possible? The only way it would have been better is if UNLV was playing Auburn or something. But it's like Auburn, Kentucky, and you're just rooting for there to be somehow a tie where they both lose.
Right, right.
But I was shocked that Auburn beat Kentucky at their own game. Didn't run. Slowed it down, and just...
Kentucky was brutal in that game. Brutal. I mean, all they had, there's just throw it to P.J. Washington, which isn't a bad strategy necessarily, but You got to come up with more than that. They're giving up. I mean, there was only two guys on Auburn who could score.
Right. What was it? Bryce Brown and Harper.
Yeah, Harper and Brown. And then, I mean, they did, like, leave a kid wide open on the final shot. So they did a good job there, and he missed the open three. Because, I mean, there was two guys that could score. But Kentucky, it was just a weird team. Like, it just all broke down at the end. They weren't running good plays. It was just basically P.J. Washington's got to do something. He's a hell of a player, but...
See, that's where I just don't think Cal... You know what I view Cal as? Cal is, like, better-looking, better-dressing Roy Williams. And I don't think either does a lick of coaching.
Yeah.
I think they get the best players. They roll the ball out there. It'll do some yelling
Roy's
and screaming.
Well-dressed. Roy's well-dressed. But, yeah, he doesn't coach at all.
And listen, this podcast still has limits, but there's...
Hey, what's up, guys? Sully here, and I want to talk to you about our good friends, of course, over at Copper Craft Distillery in Holland, Michigan. They got a ton of stuff going on right now. I'm sure you've seen them in the news. They're taking over the right field at Comerica Park, and they're expanding a lot. Guys, it's just proof that you need to try Copper Craft. If you haven't tried them yet, go out, give them a try, whether it's at your local bar or restaurant, your local liquor store, your local retail store. Try Copper Craft gin, vodka, bourbon, whiskey. They got whatever you'd want, and they're absolutely killing it right now. It's worth just checking out. I've tried it a bunch. I've given it to my friends. Everyone likes it. Try Copper Craft. They're over in Holland, Michigan. And of course, you can check them out online at coppercraftdistillery.com. They're all over social media too. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just take a look at Copper Craft online. That's Copper Craft Distillery in Holland, Michigan.
Give me the top three frauds in order. Top three. Not how they recruit. Not how they fundraise, not how much Dickie V will juggle their plums. The Dan Wetzel. Well, because Vitale's
three
a fraud.
Worst coaches
the
in college.
Three
wrestling?
Best worst coaches who fans perceive to be Hall of Fame legends, but are actually know nothing hucksters. According to Yahoo Sports, Dan Wetzel.
Number I don't know if three. I got three.
No, no, you're coming up with three.
I don't think I got three. This is some rules. Serious thinking. Well, sure. I'm a guest.
I'm here all
you
day.
You know, you treat me like an old lady at the damn supermarket.
No, I treat you like a friend of 15 years. That's what I treat you like.
Look, come on. I would love to see, let me rephrase this. I would love to see these guys coach at a play. I'd like to see Roy Williams to me is number one. Okay. I would love to see Roy Williams coach when he's only coached Kansas and Carolina. Like, I want to give him some team.
Yeah, go to Nebraska.
Yeah, give him some team. Like, you know, like Larry Eustace, right?
Oh, my God.
Right? Total nutcase.
Which version?
Right, all versions.
The by day, coach, by
even
night,
when he went sober.
Frat parties.
But as much as you give him a team. Yeah. Like, hey, Southern, he'll get you 20. You're going 20 and 10.
He did it with Colorado State,
whatever team you give him, Northern Arizona. He is going to win 20 games. Now, they may not make a big run in the tournament. No. They may not do that. But you put a team together, they usually win some games. And, like, so I always respect those guys, even though they're, you know, it's some kind of mayhem, disaster. And that's the same thing with Pearl. Like, Pearl, you give him a team for a little while, he's going to win.
You realize we're vacating all these wins.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
Dude, LSU was in the...
Coach is on a wiretap.
Right. You know, so I kind of like those guys that just, you can scrap it. Because you just wonder, right? So you go, it's hard to coach mid-major basketball. You can't just sit there and go, my system is I have an NBA point guard to run a fast break, and I got a 6'11 guy who can run the lane. And it's great if you got all that. And if you're at Carolina or something, you can just find those guys pretty much.
Like, I respect it. Okay, so Roy Williams, number one, and there's no argument. I don't believe Roy Williams actually coaches. Calipari used to be able to coach. Now, at UMass, that job was a dead end.
Right.
That job was one of the worst jobs in college basketball. Oddly enough, it's going back to being that way. At one point, there was coaching. I argue now he is better at getting kids to the NBA and showing up in the green room and dressing beautifully than he is coaching. I don't get the coaching when I watch Kentucky.
I don't think he is an in-game coach in any way. Like, I don't think he's a good in-game coach. I do think he is good at, as you said, motivating, and that is part of it, right?
Great CEO.
Great CEO. The players love him.
Good-looking guy, can recruit, good talker, will do the interviews. Again, Dickie V will juggle your plums till the end of time.
And that's part of it. Okay. Players love him, so I don't, but like, yeah, last 5 minutes of a game.
No way.
You know, that's not his thing. Now, he'll get you there, but He's good at finding guys and getting them to do roles. I think we talked about this when I was on the show. You know, the one and done, you fill a team with one and dones. It seems easy.
It's not.
It's not. And I think that's what Duke, you look at Duke and you go, okay, you can sit there and go, oh, Coach K doesn't know how to coach. Okay, if Coach K is not a good coach, who's a good coach?
Well, hold on.
He's got five titles. He won when they didn't have all the advantages. He's won.
Two things. A, are we putting Calipari in your top three? For us.
See, this is your blanket statements and just out. I mean, I don't know if he's a fraud because I think in the last 5 minutes of a game, I would not consider him a good coach.
Then he's a fraud.
Well, but the other.
No, we're not.
Everything else, he's good.
But what did I say to you at the start of this? We're not considering everything else. We're considering you have a killer job, you get the best players in the country, but the dirty secret is you're not a good in-game coach.
At the end of the game, he's not a good coach. Okay. I think he's good until that last. So, we've seen that. Like, he didn't think the foul. Right. They didn't execute the foul when all in Memphis.
Cal's in the top three.
Right.
Okay, so we got Roy Williams one. Cal is either two or three. We'll get to number three in a minute. You brought up Coach K. This is something I didn't understand. How on God's green earth do you not draw the last play up for Zion, being that he's a walking end one? How do you end up, you know, Barrett in the last minute of games on these set plays by Krzyzewski, 0-for-9 this year?
Yeah.
Explain that. What is that decision there? You mean to tell me?
Well, I think he likes Barrett because he can create something, right?
Oh, Zion can't?
Well, look, almost all college coaching, the end of these games is they throw it to, to me it was like the Michael Jordan effect. They get it to Jordan and he'd create a shot. So they would just start giving it to whoever their little two guard is who could take somebody off the bounce and shoot this fall away three. And nobody was running plays to the basket. And you watch the Spurs, you know, and they run something to the basket. So occasionally you see it and you're almost shocked that anybody did anything other than jack up. So I think they just want put the ball in Barrett's hands. He'll create something. Maybe he drops it down. That's the play. I'd clear out, get it to Zion. I would go to Zion. I would throw the ball. I mean, he's not only is he going to score, he's going to foul everybody out.
I don't think K did a great job this year. Their hot take, radio take. I don't think Coach K did a great job. He entered the season with the top three picks in the NBA draft.
Reddish got nothing this year.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Got nothing out of Reddish.
Reddish killed his stock. He goes to the draft out of high school. He's probably a top five pick.
I think what you
now,
see is
he's not a top 15.
Reddish wasn't the third best player in the country.
No.
So that's the other thing with the one and done. You get, okay, I got five kids. They're all ranked in the top 10. Well, two of them really aren't that good. Like Reddish, Barrett and Zion. Absolutely.
They ended up being better than
I am. Reddish is probably like the 35th best recruit.
Right.
Okay, so now you have over expectations on you, too, and how do you deal with that? And how do you take a kid like Cam Reddish, who you all of a sudden at some point must realize you're not the third best player in the country.
You're not.
I now have to convince you, your dad, your AAU coach and all that, you're playing a role. You're going to the side on this. We're not just, this isn't a three-headed monster anymore. And that's the challenge for these guys on how to coach it. And I think it's interesting to do. And I think, like, I thought Izzo struggled with that last year when he had sort of his NBA guy. Like, he had as close as he's going to have to
this
that.
This is your revenge, isn't it? We're going to talk about last year.
This is redemption.
You want me to relive
revenge.
Syracuse?
It's redemption.
Okay. I didn't think Kay had a great year. I think this is the best coaching job Izzo's done at least since 2005.
Agree. This team is fantastic. It is the sum of its parts. He's maximizing what he's got.
Well, he's also evolved.
I think Winston's evolved. I think Winston does a lot of it for him.
What's the comparative for him? A small, seemingly unathletic guard who you can't keep from getting his shot. What is it, Andre Miller maybe? Young, not fat old Andre Miller. I mean Andre Miller at Utah who is a demon. Who's the comparative?
Man, that is a good. Andre Miller is a pretty good choice.
Well, I'm paid to ask good questions, I think.
I don't know. I mean, you throw some weird ones. I mean, we go from grocery stores to the.
I'm going to send me this ocean,
show notes. I don't know, but that's. You can't keep him out of the lane and you can't stop that floater. And here's what I love about Winston. Winston will get in the lane, try a floater, and get absolutely swatted, completely humiliated on some play.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
Next time down, I'm coming back.
Yeah, it's like, watch this. I'm going to do it off the wrong foot this
time. It's like a slugger who strikes out. No problem. I'm getting four at-bats here. I'm coming back up. And I love that about him. And I think that combination You know, you even see the whole overblown, you know, Izzo's yelling at players, like, who gets right in mid, wins, let me handle it. I'll, you know, like, to have that leadership, this is what Tom just, like, this is Tom. Oh, my God, I have leadership. It's all he wants, right?
I blame you for this.
Yeah.
Well, because you're a part of the established media. I'm an entertainer. You are one of these media journalists.
Yeah.
I thought, and we were in Vegas doing the show, and I mean, you can ask Sully. I punched the table when I saw the Deadspin piece. I was livid.
Do I write for Deadspin?
No, but you're a part.
Who got criticized in the Deadspin piece?
Did you?
Yes. Yeah, you didn't read it.
No, I blacked out.
I got ripped by Deadspin.
Once they called
and
him
it's
a dickhead.
My fault.
Once they called him a dickhead, I blacked out. I couldn't believe what I was reading.
I believe I was called a dickhead in there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Take me through that.
Well, let's see. I don't know.
Yeah, pull that up. No, my point is, that was all PC police. I don't think the average fan felt that way. I think that was the media trying to carry a narrative. It was embarrassing, though. Why can't you fix your media brethren? The scribes of America.
I don't know. They. There's this, like, here's the thing. Like, you can be, it's like everything in this country. Nobody wants to have any context or nuance.
Huh.
It's like, you can be in the favor of saying, I think players should be able to go pro right out of high school. I think players should get a cut of the action. And it's also okay if a coach yells at a player. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Like, my point on that whole thing was, if Izzo was being abusive behind the scenes,
that's different.
But this is the exact same guy you watched coach for 20 years, so you had to know that this is how you're going to be treated on the court.
Did you see the piece? And I know you don't like giving any shine to anyone else because you're an egomaniac. But did you see the piece in the Free Press, the Nolan Finley column?
Oh, I did.
Oh, my. Okay.
It's the news. Isn't he on the news?
No. Well, it doesn't matter. Both papers are going out of business. It doesn't matter. The point is, he wrote a piece, and it was like saying bomb on an airplane. He put the words Nasser and Izzo in the same sentence.
Right.
Then he goes, I've never spoken to Tom or covered him. And it was this, the psychological damage can stick with you from what? Being coached?
Right.
I mean.
That was the Deadspin thing, too. We all know that it's hard to, you know, how you deal with it. It's like, you seek that out.
Yeah, 20 minutes later, Aaron Henry decapitated LSU with the best game of his life.
I don't know. I'm right here. I get called.
You got
Here's
called out?
Yahoo's Dan Wetzel assuring you this is all quite normal. Boring, even. I don't know.
They didn't call you a dickhead, though.
They did not call me a dickhead. Well, I know Drew. He's a good guy.
Finally, the days are getting a little longer around here. Put those extra hours of sunlight to work by saving you more money. You can reduce your power bill with help from Power Home Solar, the number one residential solar provider in Michigan, one of the top solar installation companies in the nation. Power Home installs American-made panels, 30-year warranty, allowing you to own your power, not just rent it from the power company. As an official partner of the Lions, the company installed solar panels at Ford Field and Allen Park, and they seek to continue building a movement towards cleaner, greener energy by seeing if solar is right for your home. Go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com or give them a call, 1-800-SOLAR-15, to schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power, own it with help from Power Home Solar.
I covered the whole Nasser thing. Like, it drives me crazy when people are like, well, this Larry Nasser was in the athletic. He was not in the athletic department.
Correct.
He was a doctor who had an office in one corner of this massive campus. It's not like they were sitting down in the break room every day.
Correct.
Grilling burgers on Friday night together. And even then, how would you know?
And what they don't mention, and this is not absolving the people at MSU who are guilty. I'm not saying that. It's kind of an bit of anecdotal evidence you may want to add to this. This dude was Ted Bundy level of sociopath. He fooled everyone. He fooled USGA. He fooled the Olympic teams. He fooled the police twice.
He fooled parents in the room.
In the room.
He's the worst guy I've ever seen. I mean, he was I sat through every one of those, except for one afternoon. I sat through every one of those victim statements. They were unbelievable. And you just like, I don't know how, you know, there were ways to stop him. People failed along the way.
No denying.
But the idea that everyone's just sitting around going, oh, that's Larry, he's just...
No, they act like Izzo and D'Antonio were working the front desk at Nasser and Associates.
They never even heard of him. Like, you want to be held to that standard? So if you work someplace, like you just live in a city of 50,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and somebody in the city does something, you're supposed to know?
Dan. I work in an office of like 200 people.
Yeah.
I can't stand 196 of them. I mean, let's circle this back to the Final Four because now we're deep diving. All right, take me through the Final Four. Does Auburn have any shot at Virginia?
I don't think Auburn can win this thing because, you know, they don't have their best player.
And emotion. David, what's his name again? Chuma Okike.
Okike.
Closer.
No, I think Virginia wins that.
What is Virginia?
I don't know. I hate watching them, so I can't tell you I watch them.
Oh, I'm so glad he said it. I'm so glad he said it.
You don't love real basketball.
You know what that is?
I like dunks. I'm sorry.
Virginia's like a...
I like Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Virginia's a shittier version of the 04 Pistons. Virginia, it's a crime against basketball.
It's just, like, why would I watch that? Like, people are like, oh, there's the way they execute. You know, remember that old thing, like, John Wooden would say, oh, I like watching women's basketball better because the passing and spacing is, well, you know what? That's boring. God. Passing and spacing is boring. I don't want to watch it. I'm an idiot. Call me an idiot.
How did John Wooden, because we'll get back to the Final Four, but you just brought this up. How did John Wooden get away with being a cheater? Sam Gilbert, everyone look it up. It's pretty factual. Yeah. And yet people talk about him like he's Jesus Christ superstar. Like he is this infallible papal figure. And it's like, no, wait a second. He was doing stuff.
Everyone does bring up the Sam Gilbert, though. Like people do always bring it up. I think this is
not that he's dead.
The thing about Wooden was he's like, he is this like wise old kind of kindly old man.
Mm-hmm.
So
wrote some good books.
He wrote some books. He's got all these little truisms and stuff. But like, don't criticize me because I like watching dunks.
No,
like, you just like the
yeah, I do.
Yeah, I really think it's pretty exciting.
You know who I wish would come back? Somebody dig up Tarkanian, yeah, get him back at UNLV.
Run and gun, baby.
Give me some more entertainment.
Because I'm sitting there on a night. If I have the rare time I have time to watch sports,
siren.
If I'm just gonna sit down,
my God,
yeah, siren it. But if you're going to sit there, you go, okay, I can watch Virginia playing basketball, or I can watch the NBA, or I can watch a hockey game, or whatever. There's 50 things I can watch. Why am I choosing to watch Virginia play basketball? I'll be like, I'll find something else.
Is Tony Bennett a good coach?
Yeah, he's definitely a good coach.
So you do like him. You don't think he's fraudulent.
What's the goal? Win the games.
No, the goal is don't shit your diaper in the tournament.
The goal is to win the games. You're at Virginia. You're at Washington State.
That is the Stanford of the Beltway.
Yeah, well, they're never any good.
I know.
So if you can get them to find, I don't care how you do it. I have no problem with the results. If I was a Virginia fan, be totally happy with this. We never are good. There's no way Virginia is going to out-athlete North Carolina and Duke and Florida. Like, we're not getting those players.
Well, hold on. Florida State. Leonard Hamilton.
They have athletes, though.
I know, but Leonard Hamilton might be...
Well, okay, they're maybe your third...
The worst coach.
How about that guy coaching the NBA, too? Someone thought...
Unreal.
I think he'd be good for the NBA.
I'm going to tell you, he's aged beautifully.
He's a good-looking man.
They said that Leonard Hamilton was 70, and I didn't think he was over 52.
If Leonard Hamilton was at the Kroger today...
70.
If Leonard Hamilton was at the Kroger, would you give it a pass?
Yes.
Or would you still be mad at him?
Well, I respect any old man who can rock a fashion t-shirt with a blazer. Leonard Hamilton...
yes.
Leonard Hamilton just... I couldn't believe he was 70. Because it was... he was old 20 years ago. Unbelievable.
Do you know... who's
speaking
the host?
Speaking of old, you okay?
Who's the host of the CBS show?
Steve Harvey?
No,
I don't know. I thought you were going with the gray suits.
The CBS halftime show. Steve Harvey.
Tell you what, he could provide more than
Greg Gumbel.
Oh God.
Greg Gumbel's 72 years old.
I would have said 55.
He looks
amazing.
Astounding.
You know what'll do?
Someone's
that?
Like Greg Gumbel, 72. I'm like, wait, what?
You know,
like, hasn't he been on for like 40? I'm like, yeah, good point.
I think part of it is you're filthy rich and you have one of these goofy cake jobs. Like Leonard Hamilton at Florida State, you'll never get fired. It's FSU. They don't even pay attention. You paid millions. You're out there wearing your little Gucci t-shirt and your blazer.
Plenty of time to chill.
You don't
sleep
do any
good.
Coaching.
Who sleep are we good
kidding?
At night.
Right. What does Gumbel do? They take him out of mothballs. They have him host
I want to be him.
The tournament.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who looks terrible is his brother. Bryant.
Yeah, he's stressed out.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He's like, he's doing like real sports.
Bryant looks, it's like Indiana Jones.
He's up there in New York and trying to do all these investigative reports. And Greg's just like, hey, let's go to the brackets here.
I'll have the lobster thermidor.
I'll set up Charles Barkley with a one-liner.
Right. And give me the brackets. Oh, and kick it to this asshole they got doing the little halftime jokes. The fake announcer.
Oh, yeah.
Average is not average. Here's the other one. And then we'll get back to the Final Four.
Hold on.
No, this is. Trust
this is
me.
This is gonna rival the Vegas behind the scenes podcast
this
for off
great.
The rails.
No, and I'm being serious about this, and I don't know the answer, and I don't want to be insensitive. But I thought Bryant Gumbel. I went, wow, is he ill? I
don't know. But he doesn't. He's not aging as well as his brother, but he's still.
You know
he's better looking than me. So
you know who I'm going to bring up here.
Steve Harvey?
No. No. Think used to be upcoming voice of the tourney and then disappeared and signed a terrible deal with Fox.
Gus Johnson?
Is Gus okay? I saw a commercial with Gus.
I haven't chatted with him lately.
No.
Rise and fire.
No, he used to. Like, Gus went from being
so good.
Young.
Yeah,
he was. And, like, this dude is a superstar. And then all of a sudden, it was Indiana Jones with Sean Connery, Fountain of Youth, like where you aged in 10 seconds. I feel like Gus is 60.
Really?
Is he okay?
I don't know.
I saw the commercial, and I'm like,
he's still doing a good job.
He doesn't look healthy. Is he all right? I'm asking.
How would I know?
Because you're a luminary. You know everybody in the media game.
I like Gus Johnson games.
All right, take me to Texas Tech. I know you hate watching Virginia. You can't like watching
that. So I can't tell you much about Virginia except they win. Yeah, Texas Tech is going to,
this Chris Beard is something else.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
They may have found lightning in a bottle, and I don't know if they can keep him in Lubbock. This dude, where did he come from?
He was an assistant. I actually met him when he was assistant for Bob Knight at Texas Tech.
Okay.
And he was just, he's just a regular dude. Like he doesn't come across when you're talking to him like he doesn't have presence, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not a former player. He didn't have I learned under this guy, or he doesn't come. He's just a regular guy. Okay, he could be sitting in the office. Probably people recognize him now, but other than that, you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
and he just carries himself, but he's just a down to earth guy, and he never got a good job because he doesn't fit that.
He doesn't sell.
Doesn't sell, you know? Like Vanderbilt just hired Jerry Stackhouse to be the Vanderbilt coach after 1 year of the G League, right? Now,
Amazing. Okay,
Stack was a great player, but it's like, boom, you just get a job. Like, he's the guy. He was coaching, like, minor league basketball, JUCO, whatever he could get. And he gets this Little Rock, Arkansas job 3 or 4 years ago, and they go, like, 30-3.
That was him.
He was at Little Rock, Arkansas, and they beat Purdue.
Yeah.
And they had this great run. And then Vegas, they had him. They hired him. And he was there 19 days, and then Tech came in. Tubby Smith left to go to Memphis, and Texas Tech came in and said, we'll hire you. And he left after 19 days in Vegas, so this could be Vegas.
He was smart to get out of. No, it could not be Vegas.
It's easier to recruit to Vegas than Texas Tech. It's just Texas Tech's paying $3 million.
Well, it just comes down to whether Chris Beard, and I don't know this man or his ethical compass, is he willing to cheat? You can't win clean at UNLV. It's not possible.
He could get the players he has at Texas Tech. He could have gotten to UNLV.
That's fair because
he's not winning with anybody.
Who's the kid? Well, hold on. The kid, he got a grad transfer from St. John's.
Absolutely.
To go to Lubbock, Texas. You're
it's
right.
It's easier to go to Vegas.
You're right.
He was there for Vegas, but here's the thing. He was like 43 years old and never made any money. He's got three kids. He's got an ex-wife, three kids.
Oh.
We talked about this last time about guys, what's the motivation of people in jobs? Like fans think like a GM's going, I want to win a championship. No, they want another contract because sports jobs, you don't make any money for a long time.
Right. Then you hit your jackpot, got to cash in.
So here's a guy who has never made much money. Maybe never made, I guess 1 year at Arkansas, I'm sure he made six figures, but it's not a lot.
No.
Okay. So he's in his 40s. He's been at 15 cities.
Time
he's got
cash
no
in.
Cash. And all of a sudden someone's saying, I'll give you $2 million to come to Lubbock.
Got
to
do it.
And he's going, hell, even if I lose my job, I get $8 million. So he takes that job. But if he had stayed at Vegas, if he had had some money, Vegas was going to pay him like $1 million. Anyone without money is going to grab it. He could absolutely do this at Vegas.
So,
he's never getting great recruits to Lubbock.
So what happens? Take me through MSU Texas Tech.
I think if MSU hits shots, They got the, like, you just gotta, you gotta hit shots. You, everyone watched this with Michigan. Michigan couldn't hit a basket. They will switch everything. They will jump passing lanes. They will defend and defend and defend. They will make, they're tremendously athletic.
How did he get a kid from Bologna, Italy to go to Lubbock, Texas?
Probably didn't know nowhere else to go.
What are you talking about? That poor kid need to look at a map.
I think they know.
David Moretti, I believe, is his name.
I remember when the Homer Drew, Scott Drew, and Bryce Drew's dad was at Valpo, and Scott Drew actually was the assistant, and he was getting all these Europeans, and his big thing was you go over there and they you say we're gonna go play college. They like they don't know if you're Kentucky or right. You're Valpo.
Right. They show up in a dry county in Indiana.
He's like, we stopped recruiting Indiana because no one would come here. He says we're getting all these kids from Italy and Germany. Yeah. They're like, yeah, come to America.
Vitaly Potapenko.
Yeah, you don't know.
What all right, so Virginia MSU then would be your pick.
I think it's that.
And take then, me through the final. It would be a pick in Vegas, by the way. A 1-point spread.
Yeah, I don't know who wins that game.
Oh, bullshit. You have to
I like Michigan opinion. State because I think they had the best player. I think Cassius Winston's the best player in the Final Four. They got an experienced coach. They got a great team. They got different guys step up.
You're picking MSU to win a national championship.
I would totally expect them to win the national championship. Win the national championship.
Look at this.
I think it's like the bookend for Izzo. It's great for him. You know, not to get all sentimental or something, but it'd mean a lot for a guy that's done a hell of a job in college basketball for a long time to come back and get that second one.
He has to have it. Without it, he doesn't get in the gentleman's club. You don't want to promote a book. You don't want to promote a column.
You're covering
the Masters.
All right. If you're a parent, I've got books coming out. Epic Athletes for your kids. Middle school books designed for middle school reader. They are. Starting in May, we've got sports biographies. Okay, we got Steph Curry and Alex Morgan, the soccer player, coming out in May. And then it's going to be an 8-book series, hopefully more. You know those little books you used to read, like little sports bios when you're in like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. What has happened to you?
I'm about promoting literacy.
Right. Listen to me.
You try selling a book to a man.
You listen to
your me. Audience. Everyone listen to this. When was the last time you actually read a book and finished it? None of you. You're vacation. All lying. Anyone vacation. Listen?
Late February.
One book. One book a year. Selling to kids now.
I do a solid 3 or 4 books a year.
Okay, well, you are a man of letters.
Yeah, but no. Go write me more of the scandal shit. Go get me more of the old Dan. What is this? What are you doing? Highlights grade, magazine? Sixth grade.
Yeah. We got Tom Brady coming. We got right LeBron,
right one
Lionel
on me.
Messi, Serena.
I can't compete.
Kevin
with
Durant.
This.
You'll be in the broadcaster section. Yeah. When we get to that.
Yeah, it'll be a real pantheon.
Epic athletes.
Where do people pick that up?
Your kid, Amazon. I don't know. It's not out yet. Mid May. You can buy it now. Pre-order right, on Amazon.
So basically, I will have you back before
football. I will get your kid. To put down Fortnite for like 5 seconds, they probably pick it back up.
Well, I have two dogs, and neither of them have thumbs.
Yeah, you're
so
useless.
Fortnite's out of the question.
This crowd,
I'm in for my kid. No more Fortnite. I'm in.
No more Fortnite.
Now, here's what I'd like to do before football season. We're gonna have Dan back. David, you're gonna review Zero Chaser, Zero Filter. I want you to review a couple of these in front of Dan.
Sure.
Oh, no problem. We'll get some shipped over to the station.
This thing sucks. And that's
I
enough.
Will be kind.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. And I will tell you, it would mean the world to David. Not me, because I know most of you just want to anger me. But to David, if you would go to iTunes or radio.com and review and rate, but subscribe, pass it on. You know what your mom needs? No, not a divorce from your dad. Your mom needs Always Aggravated. Put it on her phone. Come on, help us out. And we'll talk to you next week.